USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FDA has approved the antiviral drug remdesivir as a treatment for coronavirus. The Food and Drug Administration gave the Gilead Sciences drug full authorization on Thursday after previously giving it an emergency use authorization. The IV-administered drug is now the only COVID treatment in the U.S. with full approval from the FDA. It was even used in treating President Trump during his three-day hospitalization for the virus. Hours ahead of the final presidential debate, Ohio Senator Rob Portman says the president should focus his message tonight on the economy. He tells Fox News that Trump has a great story to tell.
Reduce the poverty rate to historic levels, lowest unemployment level for many, many decades for many groups that have been left out of the economic progress in the previous administration. So, look, he's got a great story to tell about the economy, and it's a very simple one. I did it before, I can do it again.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.